The regulator has called on the National Lottery to pull some scratch cards from sale as it emerged today that four top prizes worth a total of €180,000 could not be won. Joining us now is the National Lottery spokesperson, Paul Bradley. So, Paul, you were telling people that they could win prizes which weren't available on the cards.
Good afternoon, Claire. That is correct. We found that there were four top prizes not included for players to win in three of our 178 scratch card games that we offered since we've taken over the license in 2014.
Which games were they?
So it's a congratulations is the game, the scratch card game. There are two versions of that game and one called Diamond Bingo Doubler. Now, only one of those is currently for sale, and as of this morning, we've started the process of withdrawing that game from sale.
Okay, is that because the regulator told you to?
Well, and it's been agreed, and it's important to note that the other games, Lotto, Euro Millions, etc., are completely unaffected by these errors. And we're very sorry that these errors have taken place.
So, when did you discover that the mistake had been made?
We discovered this, it was about 6 weeks ago, and we've conducted a review of all our games.
So you've been selling these scratch cards for 6 weeks despite knowing that the prize wasn't available?
It's important to note here, Claire, that it's one scratch card, and when we did our review, which has been conducted over the last 6 weeks, we've concluded that this one scratch card had missing a top prize of €50,000.
But it has been available for purchase for 6 weeks.
And anyone who wins any prizes at any other level are still able to validate those prizes and receive their winnings.
Okay, but if I buy that card because I want to have a shot at winning the top prize, it wasn't available to me and you knew about this for 6 weeks.
Well, what we've done is we put in place the New Year's special draw, which has the 180 prizes, each worth €1,000. And at no additional cost, all the entrants to the Christmas bonus draw will be able to be in with a chance of winning these prizes. And we feel that's the best way to reward our scratch card players.
How did this happen?
Well, it was human error, and we've changed our processes and our controls to improve them so that it doesn't happen again.
Very damaging, though, isn't it, for you? Because buyers now will be very worried about scratch cards and whether they can be sure that the prizes that you tell them are available are actually winnable.
And I think that's important. You know, we are desperately sorry, and we want to ensure that people are treated fairly. It's very important to us that they are reassured, that our players are reassured. And, you know, you must remember that the total amount of prizes that are impacted are less than 1% of 1% of all our prizes in the last 5 years.
Perhaps most concerning, though, is that you didn't remove that card for sale until the regulator told you to.
Well, I think that we were certainly working through, and remember, all those prizes at other levels are still available, and we've worked through, and we've now removed that as of this morning.
Okay, and this prize money that you've put back into the pot, you expect people to go out and buy tickets to try and win that again?
Well, if you are in the Christmas bonus draw, then you are already qualified at no additional cost for the New Year's special draw. And remember, it's 180 prizes, each worth €1,000.
Okay, Paul Bradley, a National Lottery spokesperson, thank you for joining us today on the News at 1.